NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Buick dealer, now featuring Buick Bargain Days. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
The military takeover in Athens appears to be an established fact. Life in the Greek capital once again is returning to normal. The story from Philip Dopoulos in Athens.
Army rule Greece returned to normal today as troops in full battle dress that encircled major cities were withdrawn. The bloodless overthrow by a group of army officers was made with lightning speed and completely caught the population by surprise. The country was reported to be calm and complete order prevailed. The new five-member military government, headed by Supreme Court prosecutor Konstantin Kolias, said that everything would return back to normal as it was prior to Friday morning's takeover. A dawn-to-dusk curfew, in effect last night, was changed from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. One person was killed and about 10 wounded. Tanks and military vehicles that blocked off main entrances to the capital were withdrawn as well. Several tanks continued to guard entrances to Greek parliament, now closed indefinitely. Elections scheduled May 28th were also indefinitely postponed. The military government did not indicate when political liberties would be resumed. They appear to be settling in for a long stay to quickly get this NATO nation back on its feet. Philippopoulos, NBC News, Athens.
More news after this from Buick.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick than any other car this year?
Wouldn't you really rather drive an exciting Buick with Sabre four-door hardtop? Wouldn't you rather get the extra cost white sidewalls, deluxe wheel covers, remote control outside mirror, and custom vinyl top covering at bargain savings? Sure you would. Because you'll save more during your Buick dealer's Buick Bargain Days. There are specially equipped Buicks for every pocketbook. The LeSabre four-door sedan, a Skylark sport coupe, and the bargain leader, the Buick Special Deluxe four-door sedan. They're all bargain equipped with those most wanted extras. Now, wouldn't you really rather drive a bargain? Do it today during Buick Bargain Days.
Once again, Russ Ward.
The death toll in the worst weather disaster in northern Illinois history climbed today as workers uncovered bodies of victims, many of them children, buried by 18 tornadoes that hit dozens of communities. Authorities already have counted at least 55 dead, more than 1,000 injured. The tornadoes came out of the west late yesterday, spreading over a four-state area, from the Mississippi River to Chicago and western Michigan. Governor Otto Kerner of Illinois and his aides plan to tour the stricken areas today. Kerner last night discussed the disaster with Ferris Bryant, director of the Office of Emergency Planning. Ambassador to Saigon Henry Cabot Lodge bid a formal farewell to the U.S. Army in South Vietnam today. The ambassador, accompanied by his wife, was honored by a special military ceremony. Lodge is being replaced in Saigon by longtime diplomat Ellsworth Bunker. Lodge will become ambassador at large. Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, say an initial observation of the soil samples dug up by Surveyor 3 indicates the soil has the consistency of hard-packed sand, fully capable of supporting a manned spacecraft landing. From Russia today come reports that a major space shot may be in the making, involving two spacecraft with 4 to 6 cosmonauts. More in a moment.
This is Al Capp for State Farm Mutual. Do you realize that people under 25 have taken over the growing of 90% of all the hair in the United States? And they're taking over on our highways, too, so it's time for the rest of us to start a mass takeover of our own. If we haven't already, we'd better take our cars over to the nearest State Farm agent and get them protected by the biggest car insurance company on the road.
The course of the war in Vietnam appears to be creating concern in Red China. No longer is the Red Chinese press talking about victory for North Vietnam. Peking Radio declared today Red China, not Russia, was now the center of world communism. Said the Peking broadcast, communist as Lenin and Marx knew it, is dead in Russia. An American military spokesman in Saigon has revealed that 10,000 U.S. troop reinforcements have been sent to the northern provinces of South Vietnam to guard against a possible invasion. According to U.S. sources, elements of five North Vietnamese divisions are massed in and around the demilitarized zone. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again in the hour when State Farm brings you NBC Monitor News.
Don't just leave your dial out. Here's a monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's a monitor.
That's right, don't move. You'll hear the latest about the fast-moving sport of speed auto racing in 2 minutes. And you'll laugh with Don Adams a little later on. Here on Monitor 67, I'm Gene Rayburn. Charlie Colello singers on Monitor. Now, here is Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted will be along in just a moment. First of all, let me tell you this. Every once in a while, someone asks us, what's so great about Pennsylvania motor oils? Well, let's put it this way. Some oils take several days to produce. Pennsylvania oils took 1 million years. Nature has never produced a crude oil like it. Pennsylvania oil has a unique molecular structure that stands up to the head of high speeds. Can you imagine what happens to lesser oils when they're thrashed around several thousand times a minute at turnpike speeds? Pennsylvania motor oils never get so stirred up that they forget what they're supposed to do. So for the good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. And say, all of you sports car enthusiasts, when is your club holding its next rally? You can get a complete rally kit with checkpoint signs, windshield numbers, and sanctioned scoring slips from the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Oil Association. For just $1, you get 6 big checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of 120 rally scoring slips. Just send your dollar to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. The golden boy of late model stock car racing may be on the verge of retirement in mid-season. Fred Lorenzen of Elmhurst, Illinois, who has earned more prize money than any other contender in this field, has been concerned with his health in the past few months, and according to late news, is not expected to start in tomorrow's Virginia 500 stock car race at Martinsville, Virginia. This development, of course, would leave a better chance to Darrell Derringer, Richard Petty, or Cale Yarborough, who are all pre-race favorites. Among the 40 or more USAC championship drivers converging on Trenton, New Jersey, for the last pre-Indianapolis race for this division, is Art Pollard from Medford, Oregon, today's guest. Art, you entered 7 championship events last year. Only one of them, however, was on dirt. Now, for an attempt on the national championship, you would have to consider dirt tracks. What about that?
Well, that's true, and actually, we're getting shorter on dirt tracks every year, it seems like, but there are four on the circuit this year, and I'm really looking forward to it. I got my start originally on dirt, and incidentally, I'm going to have a new dirt car this year, so I won't have any excuses.
You'll be racing both surfaces, then.
Right.
What about the car that you'll race at Trenton tomorrow in the 150 and then hopefully qualify for the Indianapolis Speedway for May 30th?
Well, I'm real happy with this car also. We've done a little testing with it. However, this one tomorrow is brand new. We haven't run it, but it's an identical copy of the one I have tested and also the one that we ran at Phoenix a couple of weeks ago. It's a Gearhart rear engine, Gearhart chassis, and I feel that it's a real good car to drive. I've driven this type of car last year, and I feel real comfortable in it, and I think we'll do some real good racing in it this year.
All right, you look very confident as you sit across the table from me here. Is the body in the car off-centered?
Yes, it is. It's offset to the inside. We feel that the weight to the inside has some advantages. Of course, there's arguments against it. Mario Andretti, of course, has the Brabham that's centered, and he goes real good.
You know, this year, both at Trenton tomorrow and then again out at the Speedway is going to be very interesting from the standpoint of the race between the power plants. The eight-cylinder Ford racing engine and the turbocharged Offenhausers, and of course, let's not overlook the stock blocks. Quickly, how about each one of those?
Well, I feel we were prepared for this year, and we have a Ford, and we have both the turbocharged and the roots type, roots blown offy. And we've run the roots at the Speedway and also ran it at Phoenix, and I'm real happy with this engine. It develops more horsepower than the Ford, and of course, drivers are always after more horsepower. But we were worried about reliability, but I think it's going to be good this year.
I believe that the Thermo King entry will have two cars, am I correct?
Actually, three.
Oh.
We have three cars entered. One of the entries will be driven by Mel Kenyon and the other by myself.
Lots of luck to you both tomorrow and, of course, for the Indy 500 Art Pollen. This is Ted Webb for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
Ted Webb will update the weekend's activities in the Sport of Speed with another report tomorrow. Right now, if you're in your car and about to get out, hold it. Don't move. Have you taken the key out of the ignition? Well, you better do it, even if you're only going to be away for a few moments. The Justice Department, in a recent survey, discovered that 50% of all stolen cars had keys left in the ignition, so you keep that in mind. You're on the monitor beacon. Gene Raybert again at 17 minutes past the monitor hour. Next, we hear from a fellow monitor host, Big Ed McMahon. Hey, he was on my TV show last night. And he was there, and he was very helpful, and his usual gracious job. Ed demonstrates another talent now as he talks and sings his way through Beautiful Girl.
Into a little girl's room one night, her father tiptoed to put out the light. He bent down to kiss her and then tuck her in tight. And he sang to her softly a song of good night. Beautiful girl, lying there, ribbons of velvet in your hair. Sleep like an angel, little girl blue, wherever you are, I will watch over you. Into that room one dark night, he came in a uniform, shining and bright. He had to leave now and couldn't say why. But softly he sang a song of goodbye. Beautiful girl, lying there, ribbons of velvet in your hair, someday the war will have to be through. And when it is done, then I'll come home to you. In a jungle outpost, far away, a soldier was writing a letter one day, telling his girls he was missing them so, and signing with kisses a daddy's hello. A little girl tossed in her bed that night. She wanted her daddy to tuck her in tight. A wind touched the curtains and sighed as it blew. And a voice seemed to whisper to someone it knew. Beautiful girl, lying there, ribbons of velvet in your hair. Sleep like an angel, little girl blue. Wherever you are, I will watch over you.
Next on Monitor Business News with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember there's only one, Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
There were considerable numbers of business and industrial legal experts who were predicting it, and the Supreme Court a few days ago obliged. The court handed down a decision on an industrial merger. And it would appear to contain a profound reading or message for those corporations which have been taking part in the recent spate of diversification through merger and the purchases of other and smaller companies. The Supreme Court, with a 7-0 decision, ordered Procter & Gamble Company to divest itself of the Clorox Chemical Company, which it had acquired 10 years ago in 1957. More on this in a moment following this message from Air Express.
Allison's General Store, Crossroads of Montpelier. 2 cases of wild grape jelly? Sure thing. Sacramento, California. Be there tomorrow afternoon. Okie dokie. Funny thing, Jerome. People wonder how I can promise next day delivery anywhere in the U.S. from up here. No big secret. By using Air Express, I've added all 36 scheduled airlines and the entire REA Express system to my place. Did you know Air Express is the fastest method of shipping throughout the nation? And you get door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. But that's not all. Air Express rates are surprisingly low, especially between 5 and 50 pounds. Like they say, Jerome, there's only one Air Express. You just call a local REA Express office right here in town.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
The Supreme Court made it quite clear that it is about to be no more lenient with so-called conglomerate mergers than it has been with the more conventional vertical and horizontal business combinations. The court and the several administrative agencies such as the Interstate Commerce Commission, as well as the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice, have been rather consistent about mergers of corporations doing business in the same general field. Thus, the mergers of railroads, for example, have had a difficult time of it, being forced to demonstrate that it was either merge or go out of business. But there has been, in the past 3 or 4 years, an outburst of mergers of corporations in disparate fields. We have seen such mergers as chain stores and motion picture companies, a broadcasting network and a toy manufacturer, and so on. Then there was another issue still around somewhere, but its application was uncertain. Years ago, the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice had established a rather strong premise of anti-bigness. American corporations had to be concerned about growth of assets, growth of profit, growth of sales. In recent years, however, there appeared to be some de-emphasis of the anti-bigness premise or issue. The Supreme Court ordered the divestment of the Clorox Company by Procter & Gamble on the grounds that even though the union of a soap company and a bleach company did not constitute a monopoly, yet new entrepreneurs would hesitate to come into the bleach industry as long as Clorox enjoyed the backing of Procter & Gamble. The lower courts had dismissed these arguments as excessively speculative. But Justice Douglas, who wrote the majority opinion, said that the judgment of a merger always requires some speculative prediction of future impact upon competition. Of course, the decision tends to point the court in a general direction, but the attorneys for corporations are still left without clear road signs. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Now, Dacron by DuPont, A Man's Way to Stay Neat with Style, presents Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, we'll hear from Don Adams in just a minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkled Dacron, chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, Dacron polyester, man, by DuPont.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron by Botany 500 at your favorite store now. Front and center now in Monitor on Stage, Don Adams.
This is your roving reporter speaking to you from the home of America's sweetheart of the silent screen, Selma Gaines. Back in the roaring 20s, Miss Gaines was the most beloved star Hollywood had ever known. The beautiful, luscious Selma Gaines. Now, a quarter of a century later, Selma's temptress her fans remember so well. She's living in a small apartment in New York City, far from the cheers of Hollywood. Selma, let me ask you this question. You were so popular in the silence, why didn't you ever become a success in the talkies?
Well, I really don't know.
You don't know?
Well, I made a few talkies, but they laughed at me.
Why was that?
Well, I suspect it was the terrible dresses they made me wear.
I see. Well, you're still lovely, Selma. What are you doing now?
I'm announcing for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, by the way, Selma, what's that beautiful soprano voice I hear coming from the kitchen?
That's my husband, Bruce. He didn't make it in the talkies either.
Monitor on Stage will feature more of Don Adams later today. Right now, word about Botany 500 suits with Dacron. This spring, come on strong with Botany 500 clothes for men. In fashion right suits, sport coats, slacks, with a non-stop neatness of Dacron polyester. Whether you're a natural, shoulder, classic, or forward fashion man, Botany gives you a slim, trim look and great value. So stop by your favorite store, see what the Daroff personal touch does for you in new Botany 500 clothes with Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, by DuPont.
Monitor nationwide at NBC is heard in southwestern Texas on KPRC Houston. And after a brief pause for stations all along the line, you'll hear us again and again and again. Gene Rayburn.
Monitor keeping pace with people and events the world over on the NBC Radio Network.
Double your pleasure with a double burger at Wetson's. Two delicious burgers on a toasted bun. U.S. government inspected, all beef. Love that burger.
Hire the hand, decapped. Okay, now let's get the message out to employers everywhere. Hire the handicapped.
They'll stay on the job.
Dr. Joyce Brothers gives problems a thorough examination. Weekdays at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
Monitor 67, The Go Show, goes fishing with one of the world's greatest fishing experts, Joe Brooks. That'll be in 3 minutes. Right now, this is Gene Rayburn casting out a line and reeling in a really big one, whistling Jack Smith's novelty tune, I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Now Monitor goes fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. Here's Lindsay.
What's it like to catch a 148-pound fish on line so light you might not know it's there? We'll find out after a word from fishing expert Gene Shepherd.
S-T-R-E-N. That spells bad news for every fish in this land. What is Stren? Stren is a superb monofilament fluorescent fishing line made by DuPont. And you know, they invented monofilament lines over 27 years ago. And they've been working on them, improving them steadily ever since. And now, Stren. It's fluorescent. Now, what does a fluorescent line do? It makes it possible for you as a fisherman to see this line as you work it. And any of you who've worked in delicate areas and shallow water know exactly what that means. On the other hand, the fish finds himself in real trouble. This line is practically invisible to the fish. To you, totally visible. That means that you're really in business this year. Try Stren, S-T-R-E-N, by DuPont.
Our guest today on Monitor Goes Fishing is Joe Brooks, who probably has done more fishing and in more places than anyone else in the world. He's one of the best-known sports fishermen, has written 8 books and countless magazine articles. And he's also the world's foremost advocate of light tackle fishing, Monitor reporter Wayne Lemon in Richmond, Virginia, talked with him.
Joe Brooks, why do you advocate the catching of big fish with light tackle rather than the conventional stuff?
Mostly because there's a lot more fun in fishing light tackle than real heavy stuff. The heavy equipment pulls a fish in far too fast. He doesn't get a chance to really do his stuff. I like to see him make long runs and jump and leap around and really cut the water apart.
Does size have anything to do with the fight?
The bigger the fish, the stronger he is. However, a small fish can fight to his best abilities by the angler using very light stuff. That gives a fish a chance, say a two-pounder that you might catch on a line testing 2 pounds, a real chance to do his stuff and to fight as he should fight.
What's the biggest fish you've ever taken on a fly rod?
The biggest one was a 148.5-pound tarpon. I caught him down in Little Torch Key on the Florida Keys about 6 years ago.
How long did it take you to land him?
It took exactly 2 hours, and it was a long, hard fight, and I had Captain Stu Apt as my guide. We were talking about how it happened that there were no sharks around after this long, noisy fight because the tarpon jumped and he cut through the top water and really made a racket. And just then, I pulled a tarpon into the side of the skiff, and he was lying sort of half on his side, and Stu had a two-handed gaff. And he reached over and gaffed it, and just when that hook went home, the tarpon gave a lunge forward, and Stu shot right over the back of the tarpon and landed in water up to his neck. He looked like a pole vaulter. He still had the gaff in his hand, and his face was white. We'd just been talking, as I said, about sharks, and he got back into that skiff in about 2 seconds. I never saw a man move fast.
Joe, you're both a freshwater and a saltwater fisherman. Which do you prefer?
Well, I like them both a whole lot. My earliest love was freshwater, but lately I've been doing an awful lot of saltwater fishing. I like them both, and there's great sport in both areas.
Where in the world is the best freshwater fishing?
Well, I'd have to say Argentina. They have thousands of miles of untouched waters, both rivers and lakes. They have great big eastern brook trout, landlocked salmon, brown trout, rainbow trout, all brought down there in 1901 from fish here in the United States.
Well, where in the world do you think the best saltwater fishing is?
Well, that'd have to be cut up in the spring months of May and June. I'd say the Florida Keys perhaps have the best because they have great permit, bonefish, tarpon fishing there, all in shallow water, which is more spectacular and more fun.
What's your favorite fish, Joe?
Well, bonefish is the one that thrills me most. You go for them in water from 5 to 1.5 feet in depth, and they're also a very scary fish, and it takes some doing to get them to hit, and when they do hit, they make this tremendous first run of 500 or 600 feet, going like a jet across the shallows.
World-famed fisherman Joe Brooks, talking to our reporter in Richmond, Virginia. This is Lindsay Nelson. Now this word for DuPont Strand.
The finest rod and reel and the fanciest lure won't really perform without a first-rate line. To get the most out of your fishing equipment, use Strand Fluorescent Monofilament by DuPont. Strand is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. Strand has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. And because Strand glows soft blue, it's easy for you to see, but to the fish it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Buy Strand fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again later today. Brought to you by DuPont Strand. Time now, coming up on 15 minutes before the hour. 1 minute ahead, Chet Huntley, here in the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Listen to this totally unrehearsed phone call by Fuel Facts.
Hello?
Good morning, is this John Huber?
Yes.
Are you the gentleman who owns a 4-apartment house?
Yes.
Have you switched from gas to oil recently?
Yes, I have.
Why, sir?
Because the gas was too high. The bills them would drive me crazy. I couldn't keep up with the bills. That's why I changed.
And how does the price of oil compare with the price of gas?
No comparison. It's like day and night. An example, I had my $500 with the gas. Now I got $300. I saved $200, and I got much higher the thermostat than before.
What do the tenants say about oil heat?
Beautiful. Before, you know what? Before, when I had the gas here, all the time I had the inspectors here. It was cold. Now it's wonderful. Beautiful. The house is warm. Beautiful.
And it heats up quickly.
Beautiful. Before, when I had the gas here, in the morning, the boiler starts off at 6 o'clock. It used to run continuously till 8:30. Now, it runs an hour. The house is beautiful and warm.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank
Goodbye,
you.
Goodbye, Mr. Kipper.
On Monitor Next, Chet Huntley, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. Here's Chet Huntley.
There were no less than three formulae this past week for an end to the Vietnam War. None appears to have a chance. One came from Dr. Martin Luther King, who is but the latest to give currency to the almost mystical recipe of stop the bombing. Again, we heard the assurances, however vague, that for some reason never spelled out, an end to the bombing would bring about a great alteration of North Vietnamese policy, purpose, and tactics. Another formula came from Ceylon. The Ceylonese proposed that the principles involved in the Vietnam War simply meet somewhere, possibly on the island of Ceylon, and begin talking without prior conditions of any sort. The third proposal came from the government of Canada. It involved a four-step procedure. One, a pullback by both sides from the demarcation line on the 17th parallel. Two, a freeze of military action. Three, a gradual arrival at a ceasefire. And four, a return to the ground rules of the 1954 Geneva Accord, with inspection of the peace to be carried out by the International Inspection Agency created by the Geneva Accord. The Ceylonese and Canadian proposals were rejected by North Vietnam, rejected out of hand. What the North Vietnamese would do in return for a stop to the bombing was still very vague and uncertain. More on this in a moment following this message from Great American Insurance.
Finlay Press, Finlay speaking.
Hey, Finn, how about knocking off work this afternoon and taking in the ball game? I got an extra ticket.
Oh, boy. Sorry, can't make it. Important date here.
Well, what's so important?
This insurance agent for Great American is coming over with a new package deal they worked up for me.
What do you mean, worked up for you?
Great American makes up a policy especially for print shops, like mine. You wouldn't believe the things that come up here. Like...
Yeah, I know. We all got our problems.
So, this policy's for my problems, not somebody else's.
Sounds very fancy. I wish I could afford special insurance for my shop.
You can. My agent says it'll cost me less than what I got now.
Yeah? Well, maybe I ought to see this guy. What company?
Great American.
Once again, Chet Huntley.
Perhaps Dr. Martin Luther King understood how he was not combining the cause of the American Negro with the cause of opposition to the Vietnam War. It was not very clear to anyone else. And apparently it was not clear to the American Negro, for the Negro failed to turn out in New York, in the city with the greatest Negro population in the nation. Dr. King's spring mobilization marches in New York and San Francisco were quite something else, very close to another be-in for the beatniks and the hippies. Canada and Ceylon were another two of the several score nations which have now offered peace proposals. It is reasonable to assume that by now, just about every conceivable plan has been placed before the North Vietnamese. Every art of persuasion has perhaps been employed. But the answer has been no. Instead, the North Vietnamese, with admirable skill, have dangled before the world a vague and very ill-defined pledge to do some thinking about peace talks if the bombing attacks are stopped for good. The immediate question arises. How long would Hanoi insist on waiting to determine that the bombing had been stopped for good? It could obviously wait for good on the argument that there was no assurance the attacks had ceased for good. One might have asked again this past week why it was or how could it be that only the formula of stop the bombing could produce peace when so many other formulae had failed. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You can hear Chet Huntley later this weekend and every weekend on Monitor, weekdays too, on the varied and stimulating NBC radio program, Emphasis.
Miller High Life Beer, the quality beer that's become a favorite among millions.
You know there's nothing ordinary about Miller High Life the moment you taste its full, hearty flavor. Flavor brewed slowly, with all the deep goodness of the rarest ingredients kept in every glass. A flavor so distinctive, it has been acclaimed the world over as the champagne of bottle beer. Enjoy that big Miller High Life flavor in a glass drawn from the tap, from the can, or from the familiar crystal clear bottle. Always sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Monitor music next. Only love can break a heart. And it's by Margaret Whiting, and it's new.
Quinn?
Who should I be? And what's it to you?
I'm doing a survey of Cub Cadet owners. You have a 12-horsepower cadet tractor with hydrostatic transmission. Is that right?
And if I do?
You know, we say it's not a toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
If you say so.
And how it zips through all your chores? Mowing, towing, clearing snow, garden work. Leaves you all that extra free time for yourself?
So if it does...
Well, what do you do with that extra time, Mr. Quinn? It leaves you more hours for your hobbies?
And why should you ask?
Just a survey, Mr. Quinn. Just... Oh, forget it. Thanks very much for your time.
Not at all, young man. Just glad I could be of help.
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an international rotary mower free. Now, to find your cadet dealer... Phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Now, let's see. Oh, we've got a warm-up here. La, 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 la. Okay, madam, you're on.
That's Linda Vibrato warming up for this evening's performance of La Cacciatora. What's the matter, Linda?
Seem to be having trouble with my treble.
Here, have a glass of V8. That'll give you a lift.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 has the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Now, monitor new special. In the tornado-devastated Midwest, one of the most severely hit areas was Belvidere, Illinois, where a total of 20 deaths have been reported thus far, 9 at the Belvidere High School. Sheriff Lester Ayton was interviewed by Charles McCune, NBC News at Belvidere.
This area where we are right now is by far the hardest hit.
This is the one where it hit the Highland Hospital. There's about a 65-bed hospital there. We had to evacuate that. And the school, all the kids were here in school getting on buses, and then some of them started running back in.
Well, now, just what kind of a force do you have here today?
I got so many men here, I don't know what's what.
How is this cleanup and rescue effort being coordinated?
It's been coordinated by state, city, everybody's been wonderful. Everybody's pitching in.
Most of these maintenance trucks are from the state, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, what is the plan from here on out?
Just try to keep everybody out of the area and just keep cleaning up till we get pretty well settled around.
Now, they're making this house-to-house search of the area. From what you've seen, do you fear that the death toll will go higher, that not everybody has been accounted for?
I that's my feeling. I hope not.
Sheriff Lester Ayton with Charles McCune, NBC News at Belvidere, Illinois. For any further developments and all the latest news, stay with Monitor and NBC. Take Care of My Heart, that little music by Walter Wanderley there. Just enough time here to mention a small fraction of what's in store for you later on Monitor when Ed McMahon will be your host, madcap guest Phyllis Diller, with some wild housekeeping hints, a report from Len Probst, Monitor's man about Broadway, about an almost tragic ending to the Cinderella production of the Royal Ballet, Don Adams, Mrs. Richard Rogers, and others, and the Monitor regulars, of course, Arlene Francis, Lindsay Nelson, Joe Garagiola, Hugh Downs, News, Sports, Music. So you stay with Monitor all day, all weekend. Gene Rayburn, next latest NBC Monitor News.
President Johnson and other heads of state pay final tribute to Konrad Adenauer Tuesday throughout the day on the NBC Radio Network.
Moving, why do your own packing? There's the fine china, the glassware, the valuable antiques, the family wardrobe. There must be an easier way, and there is. Simply turn over the entire moving job to North American Van Lines. North American, the gentleman of the moving industry, will pack your belongings, even pick up your rugs for you, take down your drapes, and place everything exactly where you want it in your new home or apartment. Yes, North American Van Lines tries to take the many problems out of moving, and usually does. When you consider that North American Van Lines makes over 100,000 moves a year, cross town, cross country, and overseas, it's not surprising that customer satisfaction is a North American service as well. So if you're planning to move, plan it the easier North American way. And be sure to send for North America's free booklet, How to Buy a Move. It's packed with useful information you'll need. It gives you the truth about moving. For your copy, drop a card to Moving, WNBC, New York City. In Montclair, your North American agent is Bex, Montclair Moving and Storage.
Want to know the score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat, weeknights at 5 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.